All right, everyone. Hello, everyone. So I found this awesome questionnaire called the Ultimate Naughtiness Questionnaire by Grandmaster 77, and it looks kind of fun, and I am going to do it because I can. So here we go. Number one, what's your favorite dirty word? Well, a slut like me would love a word that is just less slutty, so why wouldn't it be the original word to call slut? A slut! So why won't a slut's favorite word be the word slut itself? So I'm a slutty slut who likes to be called a slut by partners I like. And likes to do slutty things. Have I kissed anyone passionately of the same sex? That is the second question. Tell us the most memorable experience. Unfortunately, this slut right here, has not. I've kissed girls. I've had sex with girls, but what I think this little slut here thinks that is passionately has not applied to members of the same sex. Ding, ding, ding. Number three, ever kissed a trans person? Nope, I have not. This is a slut who has not touched the lips of a trans person. Tell us about that experience. If not, would you be up for the opportunity? Why not? Kiss me. Mwah. But I don't know. I'm bi. I'm not sure if I'm into people who are trans. So, how does that work? What? It works. Just, I don't know how it does. What is my magic number? So you mean how many people I fucked? How much the slut has, you know, graced, I don't know, how much have people have I fucked, how slutty I am, basically, right? Slut, I'm a slut, yeah. I think I slept, like, 17 guys, and, like, 4 girls. Yeah, slutty, slut, slut, slut. Diving right into the bathroom. How do you feel about golden showers? Giving and receiving. Giving, I have no problem peeing on you. Yeah. I'm gonna pee on you. I'm gonna pee on you. Okay. Receiving, okay, that's complicated. I've had it done to me before, but it was a very deep act of submission. It was sort of a, hey, you know, once we do this, you're kind of my sub now. And so I did that, and yeah. But I'm not someone to be like, yeah, pee on me whenever the fuck you want. It's kind of a commitment thing at most. Like, it's not my, yeah, like this. Or, you know, oh my god, it's like a really, really hard, soft, hard limit. Have you had a threesome in your life? Yeah, I sure did. I had a few. They've both been FFMs. Can I get an MMF here? Like, that's my biggest fantasy. I want an MMF where everyone is playing with each other. So there's gotta be some, like, dude-on-dude action. Okay? I mean, I don't mind two straight guys and me, but it would make me so much happier if the guys are sucking each other's dicks as I'm fucking them in the ass. Hello? I would be in heaven. With FFMs, I mean, I kind of hang out with swingers. I'm not monogamous. My partner is not monogamous. So, threesomes happen. Yeah. I mean, what can I share? We had sex. Me and another girl had sex. Woo. How about more than a threesome? Well, I had a foursome with, that's a FFFM, and if you want to hear about it, I made an audio for that. So I will just link it. Yeah. Yeah. That would make it a lot easier. Ever been with more than one person sexually in a 24-hour period? I mean, like, if you had a threesome, that counts, right? Because you fucked more than one person. So if I had a foursome, that definitely counts, right? So yes, I am a slut. I have slept with more than one person in a 24-hour period. Unless you're asking if I ever have I ever done a hat trick where I had sex on 3 separate occasions? No, That is a no. That is not a yes. A slut. But, you know, aspirations in life and stuff. Do I like sucking cock? Am I thinking I'm good at it? What is the secret to sucking success? Let's see here. I love sucking cock. Yes, I do. I like putting it in my mouth. It feels good. Am I good at it? I won't say, like, I am the blowjob queen forever, but I had a guy said, I've never come from oral, and you made me do that. I made him come. Also had an ex go, wow, I forgot how good you were. Well, he kind of taught me how to do it. What's the secret to sucking success? Be very aware of your partner. Like, look at his fucking face. Guys fucking love it when you look at them. A lot of guys love it when you look at them as you're, you know, sucking their cock. You know, be a little slutty. Slutty slut. Okay. And just be responsive if they feel like they like something. And yeah, and then if ask them what they like. Like, holy fuck, just ask. Shit, communication. Oh, baby. Oh, sir. Does that feel good? If you can deep throat, more power to you. The tip is the most sensitive part, usually. Some people are not, but I can safely say for most of the people. Yeah, that is the secret. BGGG. Not hard. And if you are a fan of looking vagina, look some pussy. Do you believe you're good at it? I don't think I am. Have not yet made a girl come from, you know, looking her pussy. They've said that I'm not bad. But I'm not gonna say I am me. I'm not gonna say I am amazing. Any tips? Okay. Whatever I said for sucking cock, they all work for licking pussy. Just come on. Not that hard. It is not rocket surgery. Okay. Be attentive to your partner. Respect her. Or him. How hard is that? Not hard at all, okay? You know. Anyways. Ever been naked in public? Yes. This slut has been naked in public. I also have talked about that in a post, which I will link because I'm lazy. But it basically is, yeah. I've been naked in public. Completely butt-ass naked in public. Tied up. Okay, yeah. I'm just gonna link that. Yeah. Currently, number 12. Currently, how do I masturbate? How often I masturbate? What do you prefer to use? Okay, let me put this out of the way. I am a sex toy nerd. I fucking love sex toys. Okay, that point is made. I masturbate every day if I can. I don't masturbate over the weekends because I'm not alone. But when I'm alone, I am masturbating. It is happening. Do I use, if I'm feeling lazy, Pure One and the Hitachi together, boom, I come. Sluttiness, done. Yes. Okay, I can move on with life. If I like to take it slow, I don't know. I don't use my fingers. Maybe I'll use a dildo. Maybe I'll put a plug up. Slowly work on it. Use the Hitachi. Whatever. Basically that. Most orgasms in a 24-hour period that I can remember, it's that's really slutty slut audio I did. I came 10 times in an hour. Fuck. Ah, it hurt. I don't know. Maybe my partner might have. Maybe a partner might make me come more, but I wouldn't remember because I would be cummed out and probably kind of almost passed out. Yeah. What act would pretty much make me come instantly? Shove your fingers in me. Yeah, just go at my G-spot. And I'll make the sluttiest face ever and come. Number 15. Ever had your butt licked? Would you? Would you lick a butt? I had my butt licked. It was great. I love it. Would I lick a butt, yes, but I would only lick a girl butt. I don't know, I'm not really into licking guy buttholes. I would lick their butt, but not their butthole. Yeah. 16. So speaking of good one. Ever been to a club? No, not really. Yeah, no, I haven't yet. Right? Surprising? Threesomes and foursomes, but no strip club? Number 17. Do you walk around naked at home on a regular? I'm naked right now. I'm naked the moment I get home. I am literally sitting here with my slut body naked. There. Point made. Mm-hmm. Ever had a sexual experience in public? I had more than one sexual experience in public. What is sexual? Do you mean like, am I getting fucked? Or like, just anything sexual? Because there's a difference, okay? Like, I've had sex bent over a car, under the stars, bent over a park table. Yeah, at night, of course, because, you know, children, that's fucked up. I'm a really big slut. I'm just an adventurous person. I spend a few years exploring my sexuality, taking charge of it, and this is the result when you have fun. Great slutty fun. Get some bucket list shit out the way. Okay. Ever been tied up in bed? Yeah. Would you tie? Yeah. I'm kinky. I like rope. Deal. Ding. If you needed a safe word, where would it be? I'm lazy, so I'm gonna say red. And if we happen to use... Because top's safe word too, and whatever. And if it happened that red would be used, I don't know. I would use... dime. I think multi-syllables safe words are stupid. I think they're, not really practical. And because of the way I like to play, I usually can't speak. That's a good sign. And if you want me to say fucking pineapple, that is 2-3 syllables too long. And one would most likely come out as but. Like, you, no one would know, you know? So we're like, yeah, you can do that. Usually, though, my safe word is, like, if I stop responding, you should really stop and check if, you know, I passed out yet or not. Alright. Number 21. Ever watch someone? Yeah, I had some watch someone have sex in front of me. I mean, come on. Orgies. Never had sex in front of... Again, orgies. Yes. Okay. Good. We're good at that. Alright. Got that slutty point down. Slut. How is it time for a sex with a stranger story? If you have one and go... I mean, like, what is a sex with a stranger? Like, do you... Just like a one-night stand when you hook up with someone? Because if you went on a third date... Because even if you're on a third date with someone, they're still a fucking stranger to you. Like, you know their name, but you don't really know where they live until you go over and fuck them. You know, you don't really know much about them. They're still kind of a stranger. Because, nah, I haven't really hooked up with someone anonymous. Like, not really, like, there's like, hey, you're cool, and, you know, I live a weird life. Ever done it underwater? How and where? Huh. No, I haven't yet. Alright, that's going on the slut list. Okay, number 4. What's the biggest age gap to your junior and your senior that you have been with a guy or girl? The biggest age gap to my junior is 0. As in, or is it 0 or is it like -3? Because I've never had, like, sex or dated anyone who's younger than me, and I don't intend to at the moment. Older, 24. Yeah. I've been on dates with people who are older, but like serious partner, yeah, 24. Yeah. That was not slugginess. That was a real deal. Number 25. Describe my volume while having a sexual experience. Let's say my audios, when I'm especially enthusiastic, they clip that because I'm so loud. And here's the thing, I turn the mic gain all the way fucking down. Okay, it still clips. I am loud. I go, ah, I kind of half scream. And I make wet noises when I use my pure wand, but not really of anything else. Oh shit, there's the secret. Oh god. let's see. So I'm loud, I don't care. I'm loud and proud. I mean, actually, someone tried to make me quiet down. Like, they covered my mouth, and I could not come. Yeah, weird, right? Like, I was like, and then I go, and then I'm like, I couldn't come. It's weird. It's really weird. Okay, 26, sub or dom? Not talking about wits and change. So do you be in charge, or do you let your per... Are you fucking kidding me? Come on, I'm a fucking Switch. Oh, come on. No. This slut, I object to this fucking question. I fucking object to this question. I don't care. Whips and chains or not, I object to this fucking question. I am a motherfucking Switch, so the answer is yes. But why can't you say I'm a Switch? I'm a fucking Switch, damn it. Rah! Oh! Okay. Sorry, rant. I hate this shit. It's like, bye. Like, do you like boys or girls? Do you like one better than the other? I'm like, I just like both. God damn it. Yeah. Okay, number 27. How do you feel about feet? Okay, so you mean like how I feel about people who like my feet? So here's the thing. A couple years ago, I hated my feet. Like, no joking. I hated my feet. And I met a few foot fetishes at the local dungeon, woo, and you know, because I like slutty fun, and they loved my feet. They couldn't stop fucking complimenting my feet, and now I'm very comfortable with my feet and happy. Yeah, so would I like the guys? Yeah, no, girl feet, and just I will do feet stuff as an act of submission, but I'm not like a foot fetishist or anything. I'm just like, eh. What's your preferred cock size? Link, girth, blah, blah, blah. I like dick. I like most dicks. I don't really have a preference, but I would prefer that you could hit my G-spot. So, I mean, yeah. Like, yes, there is something as too small. As in, I really mean it. Like, it wasn't like, oh, I did so. Like, it was very, very underendowed. I'm sorry, okay? But it wasn't like, oh, it's below. Like, it was, I tried. Anal worked, kind of. But it wouldn't have made for a lasting experience. Because, yeah. But there is also such a thing as too big. I don't know that I'm slowly questioning that as I start taking a liking to bigger dildos because I like it when it hurts. In that mentality. But yeah, I mean, you don't need too much length because I'm a tiny girl. I only have so much space anyways, length-wise. As long as it looks nice and proportional, I'm good, okay? If it hits the spots, it hits the spots. And if you're a little below average, that's okay. I can always find a way to make it okay. I'm gonna go grab the butt plug. have I ever done a striptease? Yes. What was I wearing? I don't know. Blouse? Skirt? I think? Something like that. I don't remember. I used to do them quite often. Then I got lazy and I just get naked. Sluttiness. Have I ever given away or sold my panties? I've thought about selling my panties, and now until I read up that you get more money the more days you wear them consecutively, and I am not up for that. Have I ever given away? Yeah, I have. I missed those pair. Hey. Yeah, I missed that pair, man. That was a really nice pair. Someone had a panty fetish. I left the pair. I regret it. That was a really cute pair of panties. And I love panties. Let's see here. What kind do you, did you, do you have? I'm naked right now. I don't know if I intend to leave the house. If I do, I'm feeling kind of pretty today. Maybe I'll wear my Agent Provocateur panties. Yeah. $80 panties. Woo! Have you ever had the opportunity when in a relationship to couple swap? What do you mean by couple swap? Like, fucking, I mean, dude, I had, like, a few foursomes. My boyfriend was involved. Yeah. And my partner's cool with it. We're cool with it. We like sex. Yeah. And we're not monogamous. He can go out and fuck whoever the fuck he wants as long as there's a condom and she's not crazy. Okay, fine. More crazy than me. There we go. Which is, yeah. Number 34. Have ever had a real life strip poker truth or dare moment? I mean, I've played truth or dare with people. I mean, I don't know. Like, it's just, it's, I don't know. This is a not naughty of a question. It's kind of like whatever. Number 35. Would you have you worn something in your ass or vagina all day while going out in your normal business? I like wearing plugs. I like wearing plugs as I go about my business once they have those, Kegel balls. The ones from Fun Factory, which they shake inside, which I have no idea where it went. I lose things. And I had that up my cunt, and I had a butt plug in my pussy, and it was the best thing ever. Whew, I was very, very much in agony over being teased. And it was nice and horrible because I was being teased via text as I am being basically mildly aroused all day. Ugh, yeah. I wish I could wear a dildo. I wonder how it would feel to wear a dildo all day. You would need, like, a strap-in. Yeah, you need a strap-in. Not a strap-on, a strap-in. To strap-in stuff. The idea of a gangbang appealing to you? Hell yeah! I mean, A, I get all the attention. B, especially if the guys are gonna do something together. Did I just draw? Anyways. And yeah, it is very, very appealing to me, and that would be great. Woo. Especially if they get some kinks in me. What about, like, lactation and stuff? Not my thing. Are you ticklish? Yes, I'm fucking ticklish. Where? Everywhere. Don't you dare fucking tickle me. I will punch you in the face. There we go. So you just got the set of a contract, blah, blah, blah. What turns me on and what turns me off? What turns me off is a lack of self-awareness. If you're crazy and you know it, clap your hands because that is okay. But if you're crazy and you don't know it and you think you're not, we got a problem here because that means you're still allowing your unhealthy habits to go unchecked and you don't even know that you're being a dick. Yeah. What are my turn-ons? Like, intelligence. Like, if you're really passionate about something, really fucking passionate about it, it turns me on a lot. That is also how I get widowed. Quote-unquote widowed by people who are really into their projects. And I support them. But then they, yeah. And I support them, then I get widowed. And I get ignored a little bit, but whatever. Okay, I get turned on by people who are really passionate about something. Like, they show true passion. Like, They just eyes light up when they talk about it. That makes me so happy. Another one is, like, they have so many ideas. And just, I don't know. And somehow glasses drive me up. But if you want what my kinks are, that is a long fucking list. I am happy to link you to it when I'm done redoing it. And yeah. Alright. What are my turn-offs? Lack of self-awareness. Like, basically, there's stupidity, and then lack of self-awareness is like, look, I know I have issues, and I am trying to work on said issues. But if you have issues, you don't know if you have issues, and you think you don't have issues, and you're not trying to fix that, it's a huge turn-off. It means you don't know you're crazy. And everyone's a little crazy. Just saying, they all have their baggage. You just have to be aware of your baggage. Know where it comes from and know what to do to try to cope with it. That is all I ask in the world. What is the biggest fantasy they can see actually happening? I want a motherfucking MMF threesome. Actually, if you have another girl, can I have an MMFF, please? And everyone is bi, and it will be like a pile of bodies just fucking and sucking each other. Can I have that and licking? Like, just, I just want that. Alright, I just want that, and it is going to happen. The hard part is finding the two guys. It's not the girl that's difficult. It is always the two guys. Or like, I'll kind of fuck your boyfriend, but like, I'm really going after you. So basically, we actually start doing something. Like, I always get that vibe. I'm like, dude, you're gonna have some dick in your mouth and in your ass, and you're gonna have like your dick sucked, and you know you're gonna fuck. Like, it's gonna happen. All right, you just gotta all be switches, all be bi. It's gonna somehow magically happen. I just need to find three unicorns. Biggest fantasy that's never going to happen, but you still enjoy dreaming about it. I don't want to die. Like, I don't want to be killed, actually, and, like, have someone actually slit my throat. But I still love thinking about it. I have a lot of taboo fantasies, so you can look it up. I've done a few audios on it. The most exotic thing you have experimented with in your vagina. And how did I go? Ugh. What do you mean, like, exotic? Like, fuck. I've, as a younger, even younger lass, I've stupidly attempted to shove a daikon up my cunt. It did not work. It did not go past the first inch. I have shoved an eggplant up my cunt. Like, vegetables, I guess? Yeah, I guess vegetables. Like, I haven't really... Oh god, now I'm looking at things. Okay, yeah, not much special in that area. I guess I missed a slut train on that. Last but certainly not least, where does cum belong? The cum belongs anywhere that is me, on me, in me. Just not in my hair, damn it. God fucking damn it, don't come in my hair, or my eye, or in my nose. Or in my ear. Yeah. But in my mouth? Hell yeah. On my face? Yeah. On anywhere in my body? Yeah, I especially like it. Well, besides coming out, like, I'm kind of hot when you come on my pussy. Like, on it. Just, like, boom. Right there. Or, and then my favorites are in me. I love being cummed in. There's a common theme in my audios because of that. Gonna be cummed in. Alright, so these are all the questions I answered, and now you know how much of a fucking slut I am, and yay, whatever. But this I would like to leave as a fucking disclaimer, is that just because I've done all these amazing and awesome sexy things, slutty sexy things, does not mean that I will fuck you. Or that I will fuck anyone. I'm really fucking picky about who I fuck. There's just a lot of great people out there, and not because I have low standards. Trust me, I have high fucking standards. So, yeah. Have a good day, everyone, and happy slutted! Mwah!